With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting two people have been killed in an overnight Russian strike on the Ukrainian city of Sumy. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Firefighters spray water into a burning structure, moving as fast as they can to extinguish the flames. Authorities say a building used for packaging products such as baby food, juices and household chemicals had caught fire in the attack. The blaze has since been contained. A 48-year-old woman had died in hospital due to her injuries, while the body of another man was recovered from under the rubble. Officials say a Russian barrage had targeted infrastructure in the city near the border with Russia's Kursk region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Conservative commentators say CNN's interview with Kamala Harris shows she's not capable of leading the country. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Political observer Ben Dominic says Kamala Harris has a track record of hard-to-explain promotions.
She has failed her way upwards all the way to this point.
Now he says she's proving unable to offer genuine insights on key issues despite a stellar resume.
You were AG, you were senator, you've been vice president for the past 4 years. Why can't you form a coherent, basic thought?
Especially, Dominic says, on key issues when Harris had weeks to prepare her answers. Dominic was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
NHL player Johnny Gaudreau of the Columbus Blue Jackets has been killed after being hit by a car while riding a bicycle in his home state of New Jersey. He was 31. New Jersey State Police confirmed Gaudreau and brother Matthew were hit by a driver of a car on Thursday night in Salem County, not far from their native Carney's Point. The driver of the car is being suspected of being drunk. On Wall Street, the Dow by 228 points. This is SRN News. Minnesota doesn't want Christians teaching in the public schools.
It doesn't want observant Jews or Muslims either, apparently. Beginning next year, you won't be able to get a teacher's license in the state unless you embrace transgenderism. Specifically, the new rules require that teachers agree to, quote, affirm and incorporate transgenderism into their classroom presentations. Minnesota's new teacher requirements were approved by Governor Tim Walz, now Democrat Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ford's joined the ranks of companies that are pulling back on support for the LGBT agenda under pressure from evangelicals and conservative groups. Ford will no longer take part in external culture surveys and an annual survey by the Human Rights Campaign that measures workplace inclusion for LGBT employees. The automotive giant says it will put its resources into taking care of customers, employees, and communities. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
An inflation measure closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained low last month, clearing the way for the Fed to start cutting its key interest rate next month. Prices rose just 0.2% from June to July, up slightly from the previous month's 0.1% increase. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau now pledging to scrutinize contract from deed lending, a form of alternative or seller financing, in which a private seller or investor group comes to a loan agreement with a buyer without any bank mortgage relations protections. Wall Street today, Dow was up 228 points. S&P 500 gained 56 on the day, while the NASDAQ was up 197. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.